USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden said this morning he continues to believe Russian President Vladimir Putin will go through with an invasion of Ukraine within days. U.S. intelligence says at least 7,000 additional Russian troops have headed to the Ukrainian border. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We've also seen a continued problematic, troubling buildup of troops at the border and surrounding Ukraine.
Biden continues to tell reporters the threat of an invasion is still extremely high. Applications for U.S. unemployment benefits rose last week by 23,000 to 248,000, according to the Labor Department. About 1.6 million Americans are still collecting jobless aid this week, and first-time applications for jobless aid, which generally track the pace of layoffs, are back down to pre-pandemic levels. The overall unemployment rate rose to just over 4%. This is USA Radio News.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, put it in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, and I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The CDC may be loosening guidelines. With that story, here's USA's Katie Lewis.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen guidance on indoor masking as early as next week. This as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to drop. In a press briefing on Wednesday, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the agency is examining new metrics for relaxing pandemic guidance, including masks, and would deliver that updated guidance soon. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lawmakers are running out of time once again to pass a short-term funding extension to avoid a government shutdown tonight. It remains unclear when the Senate will vote on the continuing resolution, which will keep the government open by extending funding, but only through March 11. Complicating matters further, some Democrats are absent due to personal and family reasons, causing concern the party may be short of the votes they need to defeat any Republican amendments. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Reported sexual assaults at U.S. military academies increased sharply during the 2020-21 school year as students returned to in-person classes during the coronavirus pandemic. The increase continues what officials believe is an upward trend at the academies despite an influx of new sexual assault prevention and treatment programs. Comparing the totals over the past 3 years, however, is tricky. The number of reports dropped at all the academies during the pandemic-shortened 2019-2020 school year when in-person classes were canceled and students were sent home in the spring to finish the semester online. Officials say the overall jump in cases was driven by increases at the Air Force Academy and at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Officials said there were 131 assaults reported by cadets or midshipmen in 2021 compared to 88 the previous year. Amazon, Starbucks, Microsoft Philanthropies, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, billionaire Steve and Connie Ballmer, and others say they'll spend more than $10 million to combat homelessness in the Seattle area. Seattle Times is reporting the money will help set up and fund a team from the new King County Regional Homelessness Authority designed to triage and alleviate homeless camping in the downtown area and the city's international district. Mark Jones, the CEO of King County's Regional Homelessness Authority, said the goal is to get down to under 30 people living outside in the downtown Seattle area, down from the 1,000 authorities estimate live there now. This is USA. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.